This is Jerry Hicks, and this is part two of the book, Ask and It Is Given, The Teachings of Abraham by Esther and Jerry Hicks. You are only 17 seconds away from 68 seconds to fulfillment. With only a few seconds of focusing your attention on a subject, you activate the vibration of that subject within you, and immediately the law of attraction begins to respond to that activation. The longer you keep your attention focused on something, the easier it becomes for you to continue to focus upon it, because you're attracting, through the law of attraction, other thoughts or vibrations that are the essence of the thoughts you began with. Within 17 seconds of focusing on something, a matching vibration becomes activated. And now, as that focus becomes stronger and the vibration becomes clearer, the law of attraction will bring you more thoughts that match. At this point, the vibration will not have much attraction power. But if you maintain your focus longer, the power of the vibration will become further reaching. And if you manage to stay purely focused upon any thought for as little as 68 seconds, the vibration is powerful enough that its manifestation begins. When you repeatedly return to a pure thought, maintaining it for at least 68 seconds, in a short period of time, hours in some cases, or a few days in others, that thought becomes a dominant thought, and once you achieve a dominant thought, you will experience matching manifestations until you change it. Remember that the thoughts you think equal your point of attraction. You get what you think about, whether you want it or not. Your thoughts equal vibration, and that vibration is then answered by the law of attraction. As your vibration expands and becomes more powerful, it eventually becomes powerful enough for manifestation to occur. In other words, what you think, and therefore feel, and what manifests in your experience is always a vibrational match. Your uncontrolled thoughts are not to be feared. Once the law of attraction is understood and accepted, which usually does not take long since there's not a shred of evidence anywhere in your environment to refute it, many people become initially uncomfortable with their own thoughts. Once they understand the power of the law of attraction, and they begin to examine the content of their own mind, they sometimes worry about the potential of what they may now be attracting through their uncontrolled thoughts. But there's no reason to worry about your thoughts, for they're not like a loaded gun that may wreak powerful and instantaneous destruction. For although the law of attraction is powerful, the basis of your experience is that of well-being. And even though your thoughts are magnetic and expand with your attention, you have plenty of time, as soon as you become aware of any negative feelings, to begin to choose other less resistant thoughts and thereby choose a more desired outcome. Remember, you can allow it or resist it in varying degrees, but the stream of well-being always flows. So even a small effort made toward choosing a better feeling thought will net you obvious results. And once you've taken that step, and you do find that better feeling thought, you have given yourself the conscious freedom to go from wherever you are on any topic to anywhere you want to be. Once you deliberately choose a thought and consciously feel the improvement in the way you feel, you have successfully utilized your own guidance system, and you can now be on your way to the freedom that you desire and deserve, for there is nothing that you cannot be, do, or have.